Now on WCHL, a page from D.G. Martin's notebook.
We say, thanks for your service, when we meet veterans of the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. And they can be forgiven if they think thank you for your service is an incomplete thank you, an insincere and hollow expression showing a lack of understanding and real appreciation of what these men and women have been through. So how can we appreciate what they've done if we have no idea about their real experiences? Well, there's help in 12 beautifully written and poignant stories in a new book titled Redeployment, Iraq veteran Phil Clay's readers experience vicariously a variety of different situations in Iraq and in the multiple challenges veterans face when they're back home. In the title story, Redeployment, a Marine newly returned to Camp Lejeune compares a shopping trip to Wilmington to his recent high-risk, attention-demanding patrol down the streets of a city in Iraq. The story Fargo brings its reader into a bloody, dangerous job of clearing city blocks, house by house, dead insurgent by dead insurgent, wounded Marine by wounded Marine. And an after action report, that's the title of the story, a Lance corporal takes responsibility, whether it's credit or blame, for killing a youthful Iraqi insurgent. He's trying to prevent the burden of that killing from destroying one of his younger men. In the story Bodies, we learn the mechanics of handling the corpses of Marines and insurgents, and then we see and feel how these experiences destroyed the narrator's relationship with the only girl back home that he ever loved. In OIF, or Operation Iraqi Freedom, the narrator is a Marine Corps a paymaster. It's a non-combat, relatively safe role. But on his way to distribute funds one day, an explosive device destroys his armored vehicle. It wounds him and kills his assistant, and he wonders why his assistant and not him is dead. In what the Washington Post calls this book's richest and most realized story, it's called Money as a Weapon System, and in it, a civilian economic development officer comes to understand how most of the aid he directs goes to corruption and waste. And then in a story called Prayer in the Furnace, a Marine chaplain adjusts uncomfortably to the realities of war. In a story called Psychological Operations, a returning vet enrolls at Amherst College, where another one of the few black students there challenges his participation in the war. In War Stories, a wounded vet's face is so severely mangled that he knows he will never again be able to pick up a beautiful woman in a bar. And in a story called Unless It's a Sucking Chest Wound, a Marine veteran follows the struggle of his former Marine colleagues while he wrestles with the temptation of joining a high-paying job as a lawyer in a high-pressure New York law firm. And then finally, an artillery gunner in 10 Click South agonizes over the uncertain results of his unit's barrage on a distant target, not knowing whether to celebrate or be ashamed of the likely resulting deaths. Well, after you've read a few of these stories, your thank yous to veterans will be even more heartfelt and sincere. This is D.G. Martin.